So, hello, Mr. Dolman and Mr. Pulitzer. You guys are the coaches for track, right?
Two of the three.
Two of the three. Who was the other one? Who's the other coach?
Ms. Fahey.
Ms. Fahey, okay. And overall, what's track and field for Reagan?
Like, what technically is the sport, or what do you, or what does it mean for the school? Which...
Both, pretty much. Oof.
Okay, well... It's sort of a combination of running, you know, events related to speed, endurance, strength, and agility. And that's why I like track and field, because there's so many different events. There's something out there for pretty much anybody that wants to participate. Whether it's, you know, the short sprinting events like the 100-meter dash to the 3,200-meter run to high jump, which I would be terrible at, the shot put, which I would also be terrible at. I that's what I like about track and field is it's a sport that's designed to show off, you know, all the different ways human beings can be athletic.
Mr. Pulitzer,
along the same veins, I mean, it is both a team and an individual sport where you can find your place with a group, but you also get to compete individually. So you can have your individual efforts celebrated by your peers. Whereas, and sometimes in a team sport, you can often kind of go unnoticed. You know, I think of playing like defense in football or playing on the offensive line or something like that. You get neglected, you don't get your time to shine. Whereas in track, you're allowed that opportunity. And then there is that chance for collaboration when it comes to relays and stuff like that. So both individual and team, it makes for this weird dynamic, but it also, it really works in the end.
Okay. Also, how was track last spring, and like, how do you think, if possible, do you think like you can improve, like in the form of like how the team performed?
Well, I think it was only our second year having our own team, so I think that there's a lot of student athletes who are new to the sport. And there's still sort of a lot of learning about what track and field is. But I think that this year will probably be the first year where we have, you know, leadership on the team that are used to the kind of program that we like to run, where we're going to have older athletes that can hold, that can sort of help bring the younger athletes along. And that's not going to be all on the coaches, so that there could be a little bit more focus on, you know, training and becoming better at our events and more competitive, and sort of less emphasis on just sort of team building stuff and sort of how the organization of team works. And I went through the same thing with our cross country team when we started that here, 7 or 8 years ago. So this year I think is going to be a big leap forward in terms of, you know, how much fun the students have, and also how competitive we are. In terms of what we need to do to improve, I just think we need to continue to grow our numbers. I think the best track teams also generally are the biggest track teams. So we'll really be looking for more students, particularly in areas of like hurdles and jumps. That's kind of where we were a little bit shorthanded last year.
You want to add to that?
You know, and looking back at last year, our second year as a program, we did find a decent amount of success. Mm-hmm. Our girls were third in the city. Our boys, I believe, were fifth.
That sounds right.
Yeah. So for a second year program, breaking into the city conference with the numbers that we had, that felt like a huge gain compared to our first year when we weren't seeing that. And I think Dolman is absolutely correct. A big thing and a big area of focus for this year is increasing those numbers and getting more people in more events. Because the way track works is you earn points for how you place in different events. The more people we have, the more people we can put into events, and then hopefully the more points we get. So the more jumpers we have, the more throwers we have, all those things leads to the overall team success.
And what can students planning on joining track expect from it?
Well, I think they can expect to meet some new people. Another cool thing that we haven't mentioned is it's, you know, the girls and the boys compete in different events and their team scores are calculated individually, but we all practice together. We go to the same meets all of the time. So you're going to be joining a team that's going to number, you know, 50 or 60 students. There's not many other sports in the building that with numbers like that. So I think that it really provides a valuable social experience in addition to a good opportunity to improve your fitness and to compete against students from other schools. I think that that's one of the things that makes it one of the more popular sports is because you get to meet new people.
I mean, in terms of expectations for the season, it's always hard at the beginning. No matter what, most of our athletes are coming off of winter. Even people who are participating in sports are not in track shape. And that's where people get discouraged. Because it takes, you know, it's like a solid month before I would say our kids are kind of programmed back into what being in track is like. So anybody who's thinking of coming out, like, it's just not being discouraged by that, but using it to serve as motivation to get better. Because it's a long season, but it's definitely worth it. And the best meets are the last few. You got to make it to the end.
Yep, looking at it as a growing process, which is what I think athletes at all levels of track and field look at it as. You know, it's not these, you're not judging yourself just in this snapshot. You're looking at it as a very long-term process where you are training your body to do things that in some cases can be kind of uncomfortable. Running a 2-mile race hurts, but we do that because the feeling of satisfaction we get from improving and from showing the toughness it takes to do that feels really good.
And it's not. It's also not just winning races, but it's about doing better than what you've done before and using yourself as the benchmark. Because there can only be one winner in a race. There's only one first place medal, but a success, in my opinion, is always a race that you did better than you had done previously in some way. And I think anybody, again, who'd be considering this, like, that's the measurement of success for track first and foremost, not the medals, but your improvement.
Yep, absolutely.
And so what can we expect from the track team? What can Reagan expect from the track team this spring?
I think it's fair to expect us to be improved over last year. It's always hard to say, you know, how other teams are doing. Students come, students go, they graduate. Who knows how strong other schools' freshman classes are. We don't know how strong our freshman class is yet, but I think it's fair to say that we will be an even more competitive team than we were last year. But I couldn't tell you more specifics than that.
Right. Okay, let's start it.
I would echo the same thing. It's really hard to speculate too much. We've gone almost a year without seeing our athletes compete. Obviously, Coach Nolman with cross country sees a few more of his. So we don't know what kind of shape kids are coming in, we're like, but we do have at least an understanding of the experience that they're bringing in, which can give us a pretty good feeling that if they were able to do as well as they did last year, lacking that experience, coming in with that can only benefit us going forward.
Hey, that's it.
All right.
Thanks.
Put this in the March issue or the February?